Adonai Mitchell's week produced one line of evidence and a great deal of quiet around it. The line came on Tuesday's practice field. Geno Smith didn't have many incompletions over the three team periods, per the team's report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen, and his favorite targets were Mitchell with 6 receptions, Garrett Wilson with 5, and rookie Omar Cooper Jr. with 4. Smith afterward, "We had some third down situations that we converted. We had an explosive play on that drive with the pass to AD Adonai Mitchell." The quiet came 5 days later, when the Jets' August 30th transaction page from Eric Allen and Amanda Vogt trimmed the receiver room to 6. Quincy Skinner Jr., Junior Bergen, Malik McLean, and Cam Camper all waived, and Mitchell's name appeared on none of the lists. The finale explains the rest of the silence. The prior episode asked whether Mitchell would keep drawing starter series targets against the Giants, and the answer is that there were no starter series. The Jets played it with most of their starters on the sideline, Cade Klubnik played the full first half of a 23-6 loss, and Mitchell is not named in the team's recap. One outlet does place him in an order. A Bergen Record projected depth chart carried by Yahoo Sports on August 30th has Mitchell and Garrett Wilson as the starting receivers with Omar Cooper Jr., Isaiah Williams, and Arian Smith behind them. It is a projection rather than a depth chart the team has issued, and it was built before the cuts landed. The same chart still lists 2 quarterbacks and 2 tight ends the Jets moved on from that day, so the fork the June preview built for him is still standing exactly where the prior episode left it. 2 different players share his stat history, a 6% target share in Indianapolis, then 25% of the Jets' targets after the trade, earned with Garrett Wilson's season already over. And the question is, which one travels into a season where Wilson is healthy? The 2 catches for 29 yards on Geno Smith's 7-for-7 drive in Pittsburgh remain his only reported game production of the preseason, unrepeated and unchallenged, and 6 catches in a Tuesday team period do not settle it. The fork got no real test this week and cannot get one before the games count. The roster outcome does not answer it either. It resolves in September, and we'll be reading the target charts when it does. Data via NFL Verse.